Hi, I'm Lila Cabrera.
My name is Melissa Sanchez.
I'm Daniela Jardin.
My name is John Neri.
And today we'll be discussing how is grief for power connected to the crucible and modern day politics.
So, what is greed for power? According to the Reversal Online Dictionary, greed is defined as excessive desire. And in politics, it's power. When someone or a group of people are greedy, this can create a corrupt government system. Some of it that could be taken place can be the purging of enemies, suppression of freedoms, and a weak democratic foundation. This will destroy the lives of the people around them, as their voices and opinions will be ignored by the government.
According to ABC News, a whistleblower in August 2019 warned that on July 25th, phone calls were made between Donald Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trump wanted the Ukraine government to do two things. One, he wanted Ukraine to prove a theory that corrupt politicians in 2016 were trying to persuade American voters to vote for Hillary Clinton. Some Ukrainian politicians did favor Clinton over Trump. However, a Senate inquiry found that Russian operatives had a widespread secret campaign to sway voters into voting for Trump. Number two, Trump wanted Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, his 2020 political rival. He also wanted Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, to be investigated as well for his works on the board of Ukraine's energy company, Burisma. Trump withheld nearly $400 million in military aid from Ukraine when he wanted investigations on Hillary Clinton and Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's impeachment hearings connect to the crucible because Trump was greedy for power over the country. He also used his current power in order to make sure that his favor from Ukraine was granted, which is why he withheld military aid from Ukraine. Trump was worried about his future political rivals since he wanted to be in power after the 2020 election. Abigail from the Crucible threatens those who try to take away or threatens to take away her power. Abigail is the leader of the girls and she wants to keep that power so that the girls fear her and won't mention anything that could blacken her name in the town.
Greed drives corrupt politicians to push for more power. The article, "The Greed for Money and Power Undermines Those in Power Structure," talks about healthcare issues and the cutbacks of privatization of Medicare. With this, Democrats are privatizing Medicare, which means that these industries are being sold to private businesses. As it is being privatized, the price of healthcare rises and the service for it gets worse. Because of this, the article mentions how Democrats stab us in the back. This comes to show that corrupt politicians will always push for more money. This can be connected to Abigail because throughout the play, she is constantly accusing people of witchcraft when she knows that it is all an act. In Act 3, she pretends as if Mary Warren is attacking her. Since Abigail is the leader of all the girls, they follow along with her. Throughout all of this, Abigail knows in her head that it is all fake, so in a way, she is also backstabbing Mary Warren, just as the Democrats do the same with Medicare industries. Greed drives corrupt politicians to push for more power. The article, "The Greed for Money and Power Undermines Those in Power Structure," talks about healthcare issues and the cutbacks of privatization of Medicare. With this, Democrats are privatizing Medicare, which means that these industries are being sold to private businesses. As it is being privatized, the price of healthcare rises and the service for it gets worse. Because of this, the article mentions how Democrats stab us in the back. This comes to show that corrupt politicians will always push for more money. This can be connected to Abigail because throughout the play, she is constantly accusing people of witchcraft when she knows that it is all an act. In Act 3, she pretends as if Mary Warren is attacking her. Since Abigail is the leader of all the girls, they follow along with her. Throughout all of this, Abigail knows in her head that it is all fake, so in a way, she is also backstabbing Mary Warren, just as the Democrats do the same with Medicare industries.
We can see a greed for power in our world today. According to the National Public Radio, the President of the People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, abolished term limits. The Chinese constitution states that no president can run for more than 2 consecutive terms. He ignored this rule and put his own personal policy, which is to rule for life. It passed, with 2,958 in favor, 2 opposed, and 3 abstaining. This shows a greed for power as he wants to stay in his powerful position for as long as possible. The Chinese government has censored criticism of Xi's policy. As the leader of his people, Xi has jailed political opponents and journalists who criticize his rule. Just like Abigail in the Crucible, she accuses people of witchcraft and gets them jailed, despite most of them being innocent. Anyone who challenges or opposes Abigail are under threat of being arrested and thrown in jail, as the court didn't use any probable evidence and logic to decide someone's innocence. As we can see in both Xi and Abigail, they use fear to maintain and gain more power.
In conclusion, in the play, Abigail uses force and threats to stay in power. However, it is clear now how some people in politics are following this model with their abusing of their power, and how it is important to stop this from being a norm of society to have greed for power.